Well, good morning. Good morning. This is Glenn Coble, and you're listening to WWGH-FM here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1. And I woke up this morning with nary a thought of what I was going to do today on the show. I have several ideas. One of the things I am going to do later on, you know, during Swap Shop, if we don't have any call-ins or we have very few call-ins, I usually do trivial stuff, facts, you know, things like that. So I thought today we would talk about Indigenous Peoples Day, which was in 18 states celebrated this year in place of Columbus Day. Now, in Ohio, Columbus Day was still celebrated, and the day is still a national holiday, but slowly but surely, states are deciding to switch that over to Indigenous Peoples Day, which, if you think about it, it's not a bad idea. Facts have come out, things that we didn't know when we were being taught as children in grade school about the poor treatment that Columbus gave to the indigenous people of the islands down in the Caribbean. Now, he never did come into the United States, what we call now the United States. He never made it here. He just took what he could get out of the islands down in the Caribbean. So anyway, Indigenous Peoples Day, I'll talk about that during the Swap Shop. And don't forget, if you got stuff to swap, or stuff you want to sell, or events that you want to let us know about, you can call us from 12:15 roughly on, and pass those along to us. You just call in and tell us what you have to sell, and tell us, give us a phone number where people can call you and find out where to go, and we'll try and get the junk out of your garage if we can. It's about that time, you know. You just heard Adam giving the weather report, and we're about ready to switch over to some cooler days. They're not going to be cold days. I think during that week that he was talking about, we're not going to get above 60 something. So it's cooling down, because we've been in the no lower than the low 70s. Recently, and that's what happens. That's the way the world goes around, and things are changing a little bit. It's been an awfully mild fall so far, and I've really liked having a mild fall, because I have a new puppy dog that I take out, and we walk. If you're in my neighborhood, you'll see me walking my dog this morning at 6:30. We usually walk him at noon. We walk him around dinner time. We walk him at 8 o'clock. And then we walk him at 11. So don't shoot. It's just me. Okay, let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, how are you? I heard you on Scott's show. You were very magnanimous and gave somebody else your prize.
What's that one mean?
I don't know. I just heard it once.
We'll just make it up.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, did I hear you say that you can announce events on here as well?
Yes. Like if you have a, we don't want to have events that are, nationally famous people coming to sing at the palace or something like that, where you have to pay.
Slow down.
Okay.
I haven't heard you guys talk about the Saturday's Monster March.
What March?
Monster.
Monster.
Yes, all of the area, the downtown area businesses,
mm-hmm.
including transit. we've all been invited to pass out candy to trick-or-treaters between 12 and 2.
Between 12 and 2 on
They're
Saturday.
Monster March.
Monster Mart or March?
March.
Okay.
Monster March.
All right. My headphones aren't working very well. Maybe it's my ears that aren't working. Maybe it's my head that's not working very well.
Maybe I got
this Saturday?
Who knows?
Yeah. Is it this Saturday or the following Saturday?
This coming Saturday,
okay.
Between 12 and 2.
12 and 2, and kids can come out and get candy.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yep.
If they get on your bus, can they get candy?
The buses don't run on the weekend.
Oh, that's right.
I'll just be sitting out here and State Street in a lawn chair passing out Snickers.
Looking like a homeless lady, right?
No, I think I'm going to dress up as...
Oh, okay.
I don't know. That's to be revealed. I haven't narrowed down.
You're going to dress up?
Yeah, I have a couple of things I'm thinking about.
Do you ever go out? Well, I'm kind of a debauched person, and that's another word that I made up, I think. Have you ever gone out trick-or-boozing?
Trick-or-boozing?
Trick-or-boozing, yes. You go out and you ask your neighbors.
Is that like extreme trick-or-treating with alcohol and stuff?
Oh, alcohol only, yes. And for people over 21, yes.
No, I have never done that.
It's great fun.
It wasn't called that.
I used to do that when I was much younger, and I don't remember the end of any of the ending nights.
Well, it's just like they say, don't knock it till you try it, I guess.
That's right. Did you honk at me about a week ago as you were driving by the station?
I did.
I thought that was you.
Well, how many bus drivers do you know, Glenn? hard to narrow that down now, wasn't
it? Jackie Gleason's the last one I knew, so.
Oh, that's so much fun. Anyway, Monster March, 12-2, Saturday.
I will announce that on our show. All right.
Okay.
Thanks
Bye.
A lot, Sarah. Bye-bye. All right. That's good to know. Good to know. I didn't know we had that sort of thing. That'll be nice for the kiddos. Let's see. That's on Saturday. I'm going to look up what the date on Saturday is, if I can get to there. Saturday is the 16th. So that'll be, she said it's called Monster March, Saturday from 12 to 2. You take the kiddos downtown and people are going to hand out candy. It's way before Halloween, but that's good. That gets their teeth rotting early. All right. Thanks a lot, Sarah, for calling us and telling us about that. That's good news, and I will announce that later on Swap Shop. That's the type of thing that we can do on Swap Shop, and we love to do it. Hey, I woke up this morning, like I told you, had no idea what I was going to talk about. I had done a Family Feud thing on the computer and printed it out, so I'm ready in case I get stumped or stopped or you guys don't want to hear me anymore. One of the things I thought about when I woke up this morning, I was listening, and now please plug your ears if you're real squeamish. I was listening to Christine Aguilera on my music. She was singing Sex for Breakfast. Now, at 75 years old, it's not something that I, especially with my looks and my age and my abilities, something I shouldn't be listening to, but it was kind of, I love the song. And so, anyway, I was listening to that, and I thought, well, maybe I'll talk to the people this morning about a project that I have started. I've been doing this project, and you really can't call it a project, I guess, for about... 3 years, I would guess. After I finish my walk in the afternoon, I sit out in the backyard and watch the trees wave and watch my puppy dog and, you know, just kind of relax and think and listen to music. And this was before my puppy dog, but this was when Cheyenne was with us. She and I would sit out there and she'd explain to me, well, you ought to do something. Get prepared. You're not any younger. And so I thought, you know, what might be fun? I love music so much. I mean, I truly do love music. I'll listen to just about any kind of music and get something out of most music, from classic to country to rock to, you know, grunge to... I don't know if that's a real music, but you know what I mean. Just about anything I can listen to and enjoy, at least parts of it. Some stuff I do have to turn off pretty fast. So I was thinking, what would be good for people to remember me by at my memorial? I'm not going to have a funeral because I'm going to have myself turned into stardust a little earlier by being cremated. I thought maybe I could do a farewell group of songs. Not, I'm not going to sing them. that would be disastrous. But, put together a tape, what they used to call a tape, but put together a CD or, something, record several songs that reflect my life. And then the more I thought about it, okay, there are hundreds of songs I absolutely love, but pull out the ones that are more significant to my life. Like Dance With My Father by is that Boyz II Men, I think? Pull that out and put that in the time period about midway through my life where my father passed away. Now, I'm not going to get Sex for Breakfast anywhere in that, by the way. But, songs like that. And then I started thinking, hey, maybe I could make this something I could make money at. Have people send me their favorite songs and tell me a little bit about their life, and I can order that up. And, I think it'd be kind of cool to go to somebody's memorial and listen to songs that they loved. And have them organized in a chronological manner. Maybe a song that talks about one's youth. Maybe a song about about your father passing. One of the songs I'm definitely going to have in there is Harvest Moon by Neil Young. Sorry. That's what happens as you get older. I would have Harvest Moon maybe somewhere later in my life as a song that reflects how much joy I found in being married to Carol Ann Makowski Koble for 51 years. That type of thing. And yes, her maiden name was Makowski. I love being married to a Czech. anyway, it's kind of cool. Her grandfather and grandmother, when I knew them, I didn't know them very long because they passed, 40 years ago, something like that. But I knew them when we were first married. We'd go to meals and, family meals, and Grandma Makowski would still be around. Grandpa had passed. But Grandma Makowski still spoke to several members of the family in, Czechoslovakian. It really wasn't Czechoslovakian, but it was Bohemian or whatever the language was of that area when she grew up in what was known at the time as Czechoslovakia. And not only that, but she was a great cook in that, and I really enjoyed having a wife who was Czechoslovakian, and because our food is a little bit different on holidays. It's kind of fun. And all of my family members on the Makowski side have kind of olive skin. And they're beautiful people. And my sister-in-law now has moved right down the street from us. I get to see her every week, and she also has that olive skin. And kind of fun. Anyway, what do you think of the idea? Well, you don't have to tell me. I'm going to do it anyway. I've already started writing down the songs that I'm going to use. Like I said, I'm going to use those two for sure. Harvest Moon and what was the other one? Dance With My Father. Those two for sure are going to be in it. I've got a couple others that are for sure, but I'm not quite sure where to place them. And then the problem is, and I know the young kids know how to do this, how do I record them for myself in the right order? And then I thought, when I was thinking about it, maybe it'd be a neat idea, and I know it can be done. I used to be a sound engineer a long time ago, and I know how I could have done it a long time ago on reel-to-reel tape recorders, but I don't know how to do it on a CD. But maybe during the, you know, each song has a reprise or a bridge, let's say, where it's just music, and thought maybe I could have a sentence or two about that time of my life that I would say and record over the top. And so by the end of the, I figured no longer than 30 minutes, maybe shorter, like slightly shorter than that, maybe cut the songs back to one verse or something like that. I don't want people falling asleep while they're thinking about me. I don't know. I just kind of like the idea. Oh, my. Did you hear that? For some reason or other, we get an occasional blung on our on our sound, and that's a message coming into the station from somewhere, usually somebody we don't know and somebody we don't care about, like that one was an ad. But anyway, I hope you like the idea. Some people probably think it's morbid, but I don't think it's morbid. I want people to smile when they're remembering me in my memorial. I'm a nice guy. I've always enjoyed life, probably too much occasionally. Well, I know too much occasionally. You know, I want people to come to my memorial. If it's tomorrow and I don't get this tape done, you're welcome to come to my memorial and smile anyway and just think good thoughts, okay? And try to think good thoughts about the other people around you. I'm very skeptical as to whether anybody from my right-leaning friends will show up, but my left-leaning friends will be there. And please, get along. Please. All right. Anyway, that's enough of that. Where else was I going to go on? I had several ideas that I... Oh, one of the things I was going to do is go back... every night, I sit there with my puppy, and I think of things that I might talk about on the show. You know, so I kind of build a bank of ideas to talk about. the first one that pops up, I talked with James Anderson, our naturalist, the other day. Did you know that opossums have survived dozens of venomous snake bites? They don't get rabies, and they eat ticks, and we use them for anti-venom. And yet, it's not a very highly... people don't like possums. I do. And the other question was, is it possum or is it opossum? Well, the dictionary, I looked that up, and I was told by my Google that it's either. Opossum is what it originally was, but it has since been shortened, I guess. But anyway, I've got all these notes. I've got notes. Jeez, I'm looking back on all the notes I have. Let's see what this one says. I think a lot. Sometimes I have good ideas, but most of the time they are pedestrian thoughts. I will save the good ones and not so good ones here and now. Well, that was when I was starting this little idea of putting all these thoughts into the phone. Here's the next one right after that. Racism is not a partisan issue. It's a moral issue. Some of these things are not original thoughts. I'll be listening to a show and somebody will say something that absolutely knocks my socks off, and I'll run to the phone to put it in there. So anyway, I enjoy doing this, and it gives me stuff to go back on when I'm having a rough day like today on what to talk about, and just bring up ideas that you might be interested in, thoughts that I've had that I know that other people have similar thoughts to mine. Quite often we don't even get to talk about it. Can you hang on just a second? I need to sip my coffee. Oh, that was good. That was really good. Well, here's another note that just popped up. I'm doing this quite at random. Mexico's Supreme Court's ruled on... Now, this is a long time, a few weeks ago, but they ruled on the Tuesday of this week. Let's see, that was back in September. They ruled that penalizing abortion is unconstitutional. That was kind of interesting. At a time where the United States was, or where Texas was making it much more difficult. I'm not going to get into, you know, the political stuff of that I have on here. We talk about enough of that on A Progressive Life that I do with Dr. Feynman on Wednesday. Hey, Dr. Feynman's not going to be here one of the days this month, at the end of the month. So you'll be able to call in and tell me exactly what you think of me on those days, on that day. He wants to record a show and do it, but I think I'm going to pass on that just because it's difficult for us to record stuff, especially when if we're on the air. And so I think we're going to pass on that. But let's see. Here's another note that I put down one night. The only way to get America back to an honest democracy and a fair, intelligent country I'm not sure I'm going to finish this. I just said I didn't want to get political, so I'm going to pass on that. I'm not going to finish that one, all right? If you want to know, call me in the break, and I'll tell you what the end of that was. But it was political, so I'm going to avoid politics today. I mean, direct politics, all right? Here's one that is political, but it's kind of an interesting statement. George Will said this. You have to be willing to lose an election in order to be worthy to win an election. I like that. I've been more than willing to lose two elections. So I guess if I run again, I'll win? No, that isn't what that means. It just means that you have to be willing to be honest enough that you might lose an election. And I agree with him on that. Let's see. We're continuing on in Midnight Thoughts of Glenn Coble. And right now, Buddy. Buddy is my executive director. We've given him a title. Let's see. Are we re-entering the Dark Ages, a time when magical thinking ruled over science? I guess that's kind of, most of my thoughts are political, but I guess that's kind of political, but I think it's something we need to face. I think we need to figure out whether we are living in a time where we're denying facts, or is it just a stage of a certain number of our citizens that has kind of become I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but there are people that are saying, I've had enough. And that's on both sides of the aisle. I absolutely am sure of that. This might be a time where we're saying that sort of thing. Whoops, my phone just went off. This is something I've always thought. And this is because, and I think I mentioned this in my discussion about 2 weeks ago about my position on religion, being an atheist. I am becoming, and I told my wife this last night, and I think she's concerned about me, but I told her I'm becoming a stronger atheist rather than questioning my atheism. But this one is one of those notes that I put in. I believe we are better humans if we act kindly to each other without the fear of God or without the fear of going to hell. Sometimes I'm kind of out there, but anyway, do you remember a while back they announced, and this was one of the notes that kind of bothered me, kind of scared me, that in Alabama, deaths were outpacing births. And that was back in September, that deaths were outpacing births. That's scary. I hate to think that we're especially losing people to COVID faster than we're gaining little ones. I don't know if you saw it last night. I can't remember the guy's name. I think he's on Fox News. He interviewed Dr. Sanjay Gupta, and they talked for 3 hours. And this interviewer, which I really don't remember his name, I don't watch him, he's kind of an angry man. He had had COVID, and yet he denied wanting the shot. Dr. Sanjay Gupta talked to him about the positives of having inoculation against the disease. And this gentleman, maybe out of pride, I don't know, he refused to say that even when he was feeling so horrible that he would change his mind about rejecting getting the shot. I find that difficult to believe. Now, had he died, his family would have wanted him to have had the shot, I'm sure. Maybe his family doesn't like him. hey, here's one that I put down just because I love the term. Collective effervescence. Have you ever heard the term collective effervescence? I love that term. When I see that term, I think of somebody dropping Alka-Seltzer Plus into a glass of water and how it effervesces. And, you know, if you do several of them, it really goes crazy. But that's the joy of being with a group. Now, somebody called me and told me what that is, I think, after I had talked about being in a folk trio and a jazz quartet for many of my early years, and how I loved that feeling. I loved just, it wasn't the look at me feeling. It was, oh, it's wonderful to sing with these guys, or could have been girls, but in the case that I was singing folk music, it was three guys, and in jazz, I was playing string bass, and it was just wonderful to be a part of a group making such beautiful music, and the two groups I was in, they were pretty good. And so I was probably the weak link in both groups. My string bass playing was not nearly up to Floyd Johnson's piano playing. Floyd, the name of my jazz group, it wasn't my jazz group, it was Floyd Johnson's jazz group, but the name of the group was called the Floyd Johnson Quartet. And we had vibraharp, piano, drums, and me on bass. And boy, for some reason or other, we just clicked. And even my poor bass playing turned out okay. You don't have to do too much as a bass player in jazz if you can stay with the drift, you know. It changed. Floyd would change the key as we were going along, and I'd have to hear that. And it would be better if I heard it slightly before it happened, right? You don't want to be in another key while he's playing in a new key. That was great fun. And it was. I always loved being part of a group. I think you probably feel, and I asked Dr. Feynman if he felt better while he was talking to his students, and he admitted he did. And it's not an ego thing. It's a warmth in your heart that you can't imagine. I wish I could put it, well, it's collective effervescence is what it is, right? All right. One of the more recent thoughts I had, does anybody think from the right, political right, and I'm going to get a little political here, but does anybody from the right think that the left is being lied to as much as the left thinks the right is being lied to? I'd like to hear an honest answer to that. My friends who are more on the right side of the aisle than I am, we don't talk about politics anymore, and that's too bad. I'd like to I do listen to Fox News once a week at least, so I can get a taste. And I wish my friends would talk to me and explain to me why they believe some of these things that have been proven nationally. Well, I'm sure they don't think they have been proven, but I've... And that's the problem. Have we been lied to so much that we don't know what's true and what's not true? That has kind of been the way of moving the American people by the big mucky mucks in past years, in recent past years, is to make you not believe your eye, what's right in front of you. Anyway. One of the things I've been called a socialist, and I guess I am. I have some socialist tendencies. I believe that we should take care of our, much like when Jesus did the parable of the Good Samaritan. That's kind of socialist, socialistic. I wrote this down. I don't know why, but corporate socialism knows no bounds. They own the politicians and therefore make all the rules. That might be an overstatement. I don't know. I hope it is an overstatement. It may also not be, and that would be scary. I had another note here that was not political that I wanted to pass along. I hope I'm not boring you to tears. If I am, you can take a little nap, because I'm just going to go over for the next 10, 12 minutes. I'm going to go over the final notes that I have here. I'm not quite sure what we're going to do in the next period. We might go and do a little family feud for the next 45 minutes. I really haven't gotten that in my brain yet. Let's see. Now, well, this is an interesting question that I have asked friends of mine. How much money do you need before you get tired of lying, cheating, and stealing? And that I'm not directing that towards political side. There are people, I believe there are people, that all they want is money, and they don't care whether they lie, cheat, or steal. And how much money do you have before you say to yourself, wait a minute, why am I doing this? I guess there is no cap on that, I suppose, to certain people. I've been very lucky in life that I don't really care much about money. If I have enough money to meet my bills and take care of my family, I'm really happy, and if I have a little extra, it's fun to do something extra. Like tomorrow, I'm going to go watch my granddaughter down in Worthington. She plays in the marching band for Worthington. Whatever, there are two Worthington schools, and I don't ever remember which one she goes to, the original one. But we're going to go down and do that, and spend a few extra shilling on buying dinner. I also, as a tag to that line, I wrote to myself, also, how much does it take to numb you to the knowledge that no one around you likes you for who you really are? See, and that's related to that first question. I think people that have a lot, and I've known a lot of people who were in very important positions, who were unaware that nobody around them liked them. They thought everybody liked them because they had power, they had money, something like that. And they were really unaware that when they died, we'd all say, good riddance to bad rubbish. I don't want people saying that at my memorial while I'm playing all that lovely music I'm going to have. Shoot. I wrote down, what are liberal values? Well, I'm not going to go into that. That gets very staunchly political, so I'm going to pass on that one. This was interesting, and it just happened. And I was watching it on, I guess it was two nights ago, on one of the talks channels, where they talked about Adam Schiff, who you know, he was the lead. Well, he's a senator, but is he a senator or congressman? I'm not sure. Anyway, he was the lead lawyer for the first impeachment, apparently, the former president said something about him, and this is what Adam said in response on a quote, or on a tweet, I guess. Thanks for the shout-out, Mr. Former President. As for your statement that the attack on the Capitol would have never happened if the people in charge had done their job, you do realize that you were in charge on January 6th, right? Just checking. kind of an interesting sense of humor. Now, apparently he didn't realize he was in charge on that day. And let's see. Well, the rest of the things that I have here on my phone are kind of political. More political, and I'm going to leave them alone so that we don't get into my Wednesday show, A Progressive Life. But I think in the next 45 minutes, we'll probably do a little bit of Family Feud. It seems to. You all seem to like it a lot, so you're going to have to get your thinking caps on, right? Because it's no good if you're not thinking. I don't have prizes. We just try to see how smart our crowd is. You know that we have a lot of really smart people that listen to this station. That's another thing that a lot of people don't understand. Everybody says, well, it's a little what they call a local, an L. We're WWGH-FM-L, low power, which means we don't get out of the county. However, as you know, you can go to our website, scroll down toward the bottom. You'll find a little button that says Listen Online. You click on that little button, you can listen to us live. And a lot of people do. As a matter of fact, I had several people last week comment on my Facebook about the interview that I had with, excuse me, I'm getting verklempt again. I had with the, that's what happens as you get older. You forget the names of your friends. Gary Tuttle. I had an interview with Gary Tuttle, who was a world famous and also world renowned, well, I guess that's what famous means, a distance runner. He basically ran the 10 and the 20K. Those were his favorite races, but he did come in second in the Boston Marathon, I think he came in seventh once in the Boston Marathon, and I think he told me he had run the Boston six or seven times, and his wife Ruth had run it several times as well, and is also a very fine marathon runner. But anyway, we had a long discussion. I think we talked for a whole 45 minutes about the Boston Marathon last week, as the Boston Marathon was going on, or just after, or just before, I don't remember. But I had people from California listening to us, and I know because they told me on Facebook that they had listened to the interview. The last time I talked to him, we had a person from Barcelona, or is it Barthelona? I think you make that Salona. I think you make that with a TH, Barthelona. it's Castilian or something, I don't know. We had people, so that was Spain. So we know we've had people listening to us outside of Marion County. And it's kind of fun. And we've been upgraded from a 1,000 average audience station to a 10,000 audience station. I don't know how they get that and who does it, but I was informed of that. So we have a lot of listeners, and that doesn't mean 10,000 right now are listening. Uh-oh, I'm getting stage fright. It could mean that that many are listening, but it could also mean that only 15 people are listening. I don't care. I just like to shoot my mouth off. And I do enjoy talking with you. And I really like, one of the reasons why I like to do the Family Feud once in a while is I like to hear from you. Like, we heard from Sarah this morning, and she gave us the information about that it's called a Monster March. And it's going to happen this coming Saturday, going to be downtown. You go downtown, and many of the merchants are going to be handing out candy between the hours at lunchtime from 12 to 2. So I wonder if I sneak down there if I can get some candy. Oh, I just decided to go on a diet. So my knees are killing me lately. And I think, well, maybe if I wasn't such a fat guy, if I could lose... Well, if I could lose 70 pounds, I'd be back to what I used to be. But that's a lot of weight I'd have to lose. But if I could lose 20 pounds, I could, maybe my knees wouldn't hurt so bad, right? So that's my goal, is to lose a little bit of weight. So when I walk Buddy, that's my puppy, when I walk Buddy all those times during the day, and when I walk my 2.25-mile walk that I do many times a week, maybe I won't hurt so bad. Yesterday I hurt so bad after my walk. I actually cut my walk back to about a mile and a half because my knees hurt so bad. So I'm pretty sure that if I were a lot lighter, they would hurt a lot less, right? So that's what I'm going to do. And keep me honest. Occasionally you can call in and say, how's your diet going? Probably in 2 or 3 days, I'll have to tell you, well, I forgot about it. That's what I've done all my life. How about you? It's hard to stay on a diet. Diets are, the fun of eating what you want to eat is that you can eat what you want to eat and as much as you want to eat. Now, what I'm doing is I'm still eating what I want to eat, but I'm cutting back. And I'm also, I have cut out only one day a week am I going to allow myself to have snacks. I used to have a snack right before dinner time. And then I'd have a snack sometime around 9:30. And that was... kind of interesting. It didn't help my weight either. We have an incoming call, and I'm going to take the call real quick, but we may have to get off of here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Glenn. I just read a new diet in the funny papers today.
Yeah?
The secret is chew, don't swallow.
We're going to have to do that.
Bye.
I appreciate it. We're out of here. All right. Yeah, don't swallow. I love it. Chew, don't swallow. That's a great answer. All right, well, we're going to have to get out of here. We only have a few seconds before we take a break. Hope you'll come back. Maybe we'll do a little Family Feud. I'll look on my phone and see where we are.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too mouthy. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't... I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought Marla. I wanted the M. So Marla Gibbs had a better rhythm to me.
Marla...
And so I don't know, that's why it was successful, but it was successful. So.
You're the only Marla I've ever known, and thank goodness, because you're one of a kind.
I've got two Marlas.
Oh, there is another Marla.
Yeah, Danny's daughter. No, that's Marlo.
Oh, that's right, Marlo.
They keep calling me Marlo sometimes, and I say, no, Marlo Thomas. I said, Marlo has the money, and Marla is after it.
When is it, do you regret not getting as many award Emmys, things like that? Does that ever factor in?
No, because I say the work is its own reward. You can't decide who's going to give you an award, but if you're doing the work, as long as you're appreciated for the work, I think that's the best. The awards are nice. I mean, it'd be nice if I got one, but I was up 4 times, so I was a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Marla, when you get a role today, you say you still do auditions. Does the money matter?
Yes, it does. Because I blew all my money. I won't say I blew it, but I owned the theater and I owned the Jazz Supper Club, so all the money went. So now, when I get a job, I do want to be paid.
Are the residuals good?
Well, they're not as exciting as everybody may. Or would you get residuals? I didn't see that. I got a residual for 3 cents.
Jeez.
And one for 9 cents. And I took them to the bank.
It's WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Look for us on Facebook by searching WWGH 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, and clicking like for exclusive content.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050. Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website williamsgrasscutters.com. Facebook page at Williams Grass Cutters. Email w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Adam the Computer Guy is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, providing on-site and remote-based technical support, computer troubleshooting, and network setup for homes and businesses. Website pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com. Telephone number 740-531-2326. Also available, mobile notary services anywhere in Mid or Central Ohio.
In the spirit of Halloween and fall, it's now time for a Halloween poem reading right here on WWGH Radio by Charlie Evers, Mary Ann Michaels, Martha Douse, Mary Ellen Withrow, Scott Spears, Marla Gibbs, Mr. McFeely, Pat Carroll, Bud Collins. Hugh Downs, and Robert Guillaume.
Haunted House by Jack Berlinski. There's a house upon the hilltop. We will not go inside, for that is where the witches live, where ghosts and goblins hide. Tonight they have their party. All the lights are burning bright. But oh, we will not go inside the haunted house tonight. The demons there are whirling, and the spirits whirl about. They sing their songs of Halloween. Come join the fun, they shout. But we do not want to go there, so we run with all our might. And oh, we will not go inside the haunted house tonight.
Hi, this is Dr. Demento, and you're listening to Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio's LP radio station, 107.1. Goodbye. Don't forget to stay demented.
This is Scott Spears looking down on the beautiful city of Marion from the WWGH News Chopper. If you would like to ever submit a news tip or an event to the WWGH News Department, email Scott at WWGH1071.com and watch out for the chopper. And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Tune in to WWGH 107.1 FM on Wednesday at 12:15 p.m. for A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble and the station's presidential expert, Dr. Ronald Feynman. We'll be talking about politics in a civil way. And if you don't like us, you can always turn us off.
Hello, neighbors. This is pastor and Bible teacher Craig Heilman, inviting you to join me this Sunday and every Sunday from 11:10 a.m. to 12 noon for Study His Word Radio. And that's exactly what we do. We'll take a few moments, open up God's Word, and study it. We'll also spend some time talking about current events that relate to the church. We'll have some interviews with local people of faith. We'll answer your Bible questions, and we'll take your comments about our study. So please, join me this Sunday, every Sunday, at 11:10 a.m. right here on WWGH 107.1.
I spy with my little eye an elephant dressed as a pumpkin and a koala in a princess dress. At Boo at the Columbus Zoo, you spy lots of fun sights because the zoo's character ambassadors are dressed up for laughs, not for fright.
Yay!
Have tons of Halloween fun at Boo at the Zoo, presented by Wendy's every weekend in October. Learn more at columbuszoo.org.
Hi, gang, it's Gallagher. Do you know what time it is? No, you don't. That's why you need me to tell you it's time for the WWGH News. What is that? It's news about people, news about places and their plans. And what? It's live from the WWGH News Center. I'm Gallagher, but I told you that.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. Mayor Scott Schertzer is announcing that the Love Our Neighbor team will be hosting a free tire collection event on Saturday, October 16th from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. at Sawyer Ludwig Park, located at 1313 White Oaks Road. This free tire collection is for city residents only and has the following requirements. Individuals must show proof of city residency, a driver's license or utility bill. There will be a limit of 10 tires per household, and tires must be from residential locations only. Tires from commercial dealers or businesses will not be accepted. For more information, call 740-387-2248 or email strapp@marionohio.org. That's strp@marionohio.org. Funding for this project is provided through the City of Marion and Marion Public Health. That telephone number again is 740-387-2248. Aqua Ohio's Marion Division will conduct water main flushing in the Marion County Service Area Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and midnight. No interruptions in water service will occur as a result of the flushing, but customers may notice a drop in water pressure or temporary water discoloration. If possible, customers should refrain from doing laundry to avoid possible staining while the flushing is taking place near their home. If tap water is discolored, allow it to run until clear. Running several cold water faucets at the same time will help the water clear faster. Streets scheduled for water main flushing on Thursday, October 14th include State Route 47 and the Village of Prospect. Customers who have questions may call Aqua's Customer Service Center toll-free at 1-877-987-2782. That's 1-877-987-2782.
The calendar says October 14th, but today's high will be 84, more like July 14th. From the WWGH Weather Center, we might see a thunderstorm later today. Light south winds, temperatures about 20 degrees, higher than they should be for this time of the year. Weatherman again says 84. Tonight, 65, also very mild. 50% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Thunderstorms likely for Friday, 78. And then the cool down will commence. Thunderstorms Friday night, winds gusting from the southwest up to 25 miles